We bless you today. We give you all the praise. We say there is no one else like you. Have your way in our lives. Speak to us today. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We say, Lord, you are a blessing to us and want to remain in your courts. One day in your presence is better than 1,000 somewhere else. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Give somebody a high five. Give a neighbor. Go to 5 or 2, 2 or 3 or 5 people and say, it's nice to see you around. Just go to 1 or 2 people. Tell them it's nice to see you around. Yeah, give somebody a smile. Some of you don't like smiling. Hey, spirit, smile. Wow. Jesus. God bless you. May be seated. How many are happy to be in church today? Are you excited to be in church today? I'm also excited. Oh, you guys play something small. Oh, you're on leave. Amen. Amen. Wow. Well, I'm happy to see all of you. Avanza Sunday has happened, rain Sunday. Anyway, we'll sort it out. I'm having a meeting later on today to sort out some 1 or 2 issues with some 1 or 2 people by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, last week we were talking, what were we talking about last week? What were we talking about last week? No, what were we talking about last week? What's wrong with others? Did you think about somebody else? Tell your neighbor, I was thinking about you. I was thinking about you. The more I seek you. Reduce your volume a bit. Now, you know, some of you, your circle of life or your space of friends is too small. You are too much to yourself. You don't like allowing others to enter your space. How many are like that? You like your space. You don't like people entering your space. No, how many? You don't like people entering your life. You don't like it. You like your space. You like your peace. How many are like that? How many are like me? You don't like that thing at all. Me too, I don't like it. How many know that pastor doesn't, he likes his space. I like my space. Ladies, who likes your space? How many, you don't like people entering into your matter, into your life, into your business, into your everyday life? It's like, who can meet at church and then, hi, bye, finish. How many are like that? Hi, bye, finish. We can meet at church. And then all those things. You know, I've come here to change your mind about that. I've come here to discuss this thing with you. Some of you, your life is not changing because you are not allowing relevant people in your life to enter your life. Say, Pastor, now I don't even want to see one man. I don't want one man. Not even a single day. I've been hurt is enough. I don't want anyone entering my business. It's enough. The the most difficult people to pastor in this world are people who don't want their space to be invaded. And the most difficult people, the most difficult thing for somebody like that is to think about others. People who like their space, they are not able to think about others because their lives revolve only around them. If you are my friend, be my friend. Don't add another person. Aun chakel and chakel only one. Don't bring friends. Don't come with your plus one. It's just you and finish. Most Christians are like that. If you're here, shout amen. Amen. Pastor Mponika Sontara, what else do you want to do? Why do you want to come and visit? And I'm about to start preaching. Can I share with you the word of God? But now, as I'm preaching, I'll enter your space. And when I enter your space, even if it's not sitting well, just smile and look forward. Is it okay? You smile and look forward. I don't like having lots of friends because I don't like sharing. I don't have a lot of friends. No, I don't have a lot of friends. I do not have a lot of friends. If I'm sitting with Pastor D, I want to be with Pastor D alone. If I go to Lerato's house and I want to talk to Lebu, and she comes around, she's disturbing. I tell her, find something to do. I want to sit with him, just the two of us. Well, also when I'm talking to her and he comes, I tell, go. When I want to talk to Osiam, I want to talk to him alone. A lot of ladies are like that, right? Most ladies who suffer from jealousy are like that. Most people who suffer from jealousy are like that. How many like your space too much? When you don't like sharing, you can't think about others because sharing is not a natural thing for you. That's why most people, even though they belong to a family or a church, they, like now, as we go out here now, some people are going home to sit and look at each other's faces and have nothing to eat because naturally they don't like sharing. Even when they have nothing, they will not share that problem that they have nothing. And not sharing is a demonic thing. Not sharing is an evil thing. You might say that Nakirata space saka. You like your space. Okay. Like your space, but then again, if you're a Christian, I want to tell you something. There's no room for your own space. For God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son. He shared that one space of one child. Now I want to share with you something. Most of you, most of the time, you always say, do nothing and nothing will go wrong. Pastor, when we ask you, why don't you do something in church? Pastor, I give back to my travel work and do nothing and nothing will go wrong. It's true. Also, when you do nothing, nothing will go right. This is the case. Can I preach to you now? Preach. Let's open our Bibles. Luke chapter 10, verse 30. I want to tell you a story. So I want to tell you a story. Can I tell you a story? Are you sure? Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Let's see. His love is so dear. It's more than I can stand. I melt in your feet. So overwhelming. Luke 10:30. And Jesus answered, a certain man, someone say, a certain man. Before I continue reading, look at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Look at the person behind you. Look for somebody else. Smile to that person. Some of you don't like smiling. Smile. I'm health in your peace. Verse 29. Go to verse 29, 28, 29. Let's there. Verse 29. But he willing to justify himself. Pastor said, I must think about others. Jesus answered about others. But he willing to justify himself said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? Who is this others that you are saying that I must think about? Pastor, last week you said Jesus is the answer, and he said you must think about others. Who is this others? This is what Jesus said. Here's Jesus' answer. Matiti, Jesus is answering. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. You will be in Jerusalem one day. You will go to the Garden of Gethsemane. You will go to the Mount of Olives. You will go to the River Jordan. Don't just say I'll be there and don't even have a passport.
We are here.
This is a moving church. If you don't have a passport, apply for one.
We are here. No passport.
And fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment. I like this story. I love this story. I always enjoy this story. And he fell amongst thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. I'm looking for a certain man. Who's a certain man? Come.
Certain man.
I'm looking for thieves.
Yeah.
Come. The two thieves. Come, you two, come. Strip him of his jacket, leave him half dead. They've beaten him and they've left him. They've taken his shoes. Make sure there are no holes in his socks. Take his jacket. This lamb. He was beaten. Penal beat him.
Beat him.
Hey. And he was left half. Take his phone.
Hey.
Take his shoes and then run away. Hey. And they left him half dead. Run away. Don't stay there. They left him what? And wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. You know, anytime you pass somebody in the street, there might be a smile on their face, but you find that they are wounded. Sometimes in churches, everybody might be smiling. Yay, pastor is preaching, but they are wounded. Most churches, you have a lot of people, they come to church, they are wearing masks. inside they are half dead. They look like they are moving, but they are in ICU. Yes. They smile when they say, how are you? They say, I'm fine, but they are not really fine. They are half dead. They are wounded. They have been beaten. Something, pride and joy has been taken away from them. So many things have been taken. And he was left half dead. Be half dead, brother. Are you sure? He's half dead. Let me just check. He's half dead. No, dead people can't cry. So he's half dead. He's not really dead. He's half dead. Go to verse 31. And by chance, there came a certain priest like Pastor Denisa. He came that way. And when he saw him, he passed on the other. Oh, yeah. Yeah. When he saw the accident, he said, I don't want to go there at all. A whole priest, a pastor, he sees somebody who's half dead and does what? I give back to Bona Coats. A whole fundis, a whole pastor, a Christian, a man of God. Fine. Let's continue reading the Bible. And likewise, a Levite is somebody who's serving in the temple, who's burning incense, those who are in the choir, and all those things, like Bohots or so. Come. He saw him and looked on him and passed on the other side. Somebody who was holding a microphone like Luvo, he came and he passed, he looked on him. Come, pass. A whole born again Christian. Most people, they look at other people who have been wounded, who are having problems. Instead of helping out, they just look, is it really a problem? Then they pass away. They pass by. Cold pastor said, I don't want to be involved in this problem. He moves away. Beloved, it might be a story that you are reading in the Bible, but it's a reality that we are living in our lives. Verse 33. But a certain Samaritan who did not know anyone, who was not famous. Not Vian. Vian is not a certain Samaritan. Pule can be a certain Samaritan. Somebody that you don't even know. I don't know you, my friend. Come. It's the first time I'm meeting. Come, go and help him. Bible says when he saw him, he had compassion. He carried him. Take him. Put him in a chair. Verse 34. Put him in a chair. Make him sit down. Pouring oil on him and wine and set him in his own donkey and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Now, I want us to read the Bible very well. I'm giving illustrations so you understand that you don't even know the person. You've not seen the person before. I have not seen the person before, but he has carried a stranger. Jesus is explaining who is my neighbor, who is this others that he's talking about. He says he carried him. He took him to an inn and he took care of him. Take care of him. Just check if he's okay. Look for a nurse. Go and look for a nurse for him. It's not good. What do I say? It's not acceptable at all. It's not acceptable. He took care of him and said, and looked for a place. He looked. Now, in your life, how does this explain? When you think about others, you don't care whether you know the person or you don't know the person. Most of you give an explanation that, Pastor, I am shy. If somebody is in trouble, put your shyness away. If somebody is in trouble, even if you are in your way, you are in a journey, you are busy, even if you are hurt yourself, put your pain away and take care of somebody else. As Christians, you know, many Christians, we come to church, we nurse our pain, we forget about the bigger danger that somebody is half dead. You nurse your offense being in church, you nurse your personal issues being in church, you forget about others because of your personal issues. Let me tell you something. This man was busy. This man was in a journey, but he said, I will not care whether I'm going for an important meeting or I'm hurt or I'm offended or the person did not greet me or this one spoke about me, but I'm going to look after this person who has been hurt. A church is like a hospital where all kinds of sick people are. Even the doctor himself sometimes is sick. But doesn't mean that you should stop helping the ones who are sick. If you come to a church to look for perfect people, you will never find them. Because a church comprises of so many patients. Some patients are mental. Some are coming out of an operation. They are trying to recover. You know, you are expecting the pastor to be this supernatural doctor. A pastor is a patient who is busy trying to recover and who's helping other patients to recover. A pastor is a recovering patient who has the ability to help others to recover. Just that he's still a patient. A shepherd is a recovering patient who's also helping others to recover. It doesn't mean that he has fully recovered. He's on the journey to recovery. So if he's going to sit down and nurse his pain, everybody will die. So if you sit and nurse your wounds, if you sit and nurse your problems, other people will die. A Christian is a patient who's recovering, who must limp on to help another patient who can't do anything for themselves. Anyway, that's just by the way. Can I preach?
Preach.
So I'm telling you the story. He took care of him. And on the morrow, when he had departed, he took out 2 pence. Who's the innkeeper? Come, you're the innkeeper. No, you were the arm robber. Who's the innkeeper? You will not keep the... Come, you're the innkeeper. So you must hand over this patient to him. Tell him you'll come back next week. You'll pay him whatever he spends. So he will pay you. God bless you, good Samaritan. Put hands together. So the innkeeper, you see, he says he will look after him. Whatever you spend, I will pay you. And I will pay you in double. I will pay you back. Whatever you spend. The good Samaritan is spending on money on somebody he doesn't know. He paid for an inn. An inn in the olden days, it meant a hotel. He paid for a hotel. He said, take care of him. Some of you, even taking somebody that takes you to church. You say, akimutsiwe akinawo patala. Take care of somebody. He paid for him. He said, whatever you spend extra, tell me, I will pay you back when I come back. Let's continue reading. Verse 36. Which now of these three do you think was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? Who was the neighbor? Was the priest passed? Do you remember when a whole pastor, where's the priest? Priest. The priest is here. And the Levite, the praise and worship leader, and the shepherd who was praying, where you expect a prayerful person will even be a helping person. Sometimes the people who are even singing and doing things in church will not help you much than a stranger. Why? I'll tell you just now. Who was, or the good Samaritan who has come for the first time, you don't even know him. Who was the best neighbor? It's your first time seeing the person and you pick him up. So today I'm finished reading the Bible. Now I want to share with you about others. Alik, others. Someone say others. So why can't Christians become good Samaritans and care for others? Because God bless you all. Put hands together for Jesus. We'll continue on our movie. We'll continue with our movie. Watch episode 2. Now, he cared. The nurse will be mad. It's not acceptable at all. It's not acceptable. Now, the good Samaritan. Every Christian should strive to be that good Samaritan. But it's very difficult to be a good Samaritan when you're worried about yourself most of the time. When you're concerned about what people think about you most of the time, you can't be a good Samaritan. When you care mostly about your feelings most of the time, you can't be a good Samaritan. Most Christians care more about their feelings more than any other person. I mean, most people are so selfish that they don't care about the cause of God. They care only about themselves. Let me tell you a secret. When you care about God, God starts to care about you. I see God caring about you. I see your life changing. Now, how did the good Samaritan become a good Samaritan? Because before he met the guy, he was just a Samaritan. Before you met Christ, you were just a person. What made the good Samaritan a good Samaritan? Number one, you will never be a good Samaritan until you interrupt your busy schedule for somebody else. Interrupt your busy schedule for somebody else. Some of you are too busy about yourself. Some of us, we are too busy. You have only time for you and bae. Nobody else. He interrupted his journey. He was busy going somewhere. He said, I'll stop going. I'll stop my journey. I'll look after somebody else. He said, me, pastor, I'm a student. I came to get a diploma. In the midst of your diploma, get to save somebody. Deliver somebody from going to hell. Pastor, me, I just came to work. In the midst of your journey to riches, be a good Samaritan to somebody. Interrupt your journey of life. Pastor, me, I just came to church to find a beloved. Interrupt that journey to find somebody and help somebody to Christ. Because your journey is to be found and to find. It's a journey. No, you think everybody came to church for the same reason. Different journeys, different people. He interrupted his journey. Tell neighbor, interrupt your journey. He said, I was going to Butabelo. I've now made a U-turn. I'm taking this person to Riddersburg. Why don't you interrupt your journey from work? You always make sure you pass by somebody else's house before you come. Why don't you interrupt that journey by making sure that you go and look after somebody? Most of us, we care about people who we'll benefit from. If you don't benefit, you don't care. Oh? If you believe it, say amen. No, seriously. The only person you give food to is the one you love. Did I tell you guys of our next Saturday's plan? Is it next Saturday's plan? That we are buying. I'll tell you almost by the end of the service. We are buying a lot of loaves and so many liters of milk. And we're just going to go to the street. We'll not, if we find a homeless person, we'll just give the person milk and bread. We will not ask the person their name, whether they are sober or they are high or whatever. We'll just give them food and take care of them. And then we'll pass. We'll not even mention who are we. Do they even need to know us before they eat? We'll interrupt our busy schedule on Saturday and just go to town, Hoffman Square, under the bridges, everywhere. We'll just be in the backies. We'll load bread, a lot of bread. We'll load it. And just, we'll divide ourselves. Guys will be holding crates, moving the whole town. We'll give people bread and milk, bread and milk, bread and milk. I hear one crate is how much? 100 rand. How many think we can afford to buy maybe 10 crates or more? Don't you think we can afford to buy some number of crates and some number of pints of milk? We just move around. We're just giving the people. We don't care who it is. The person doesn't need to be your friend. Don't worry about yourself. Worry about the people of God. God will supply. Someone say amen. The Good Samaritan, number two, he poured oil and wine on somebody he did not know. Someone say oil and wine. He poured oil and wine. Someone say oil and wine. What is the symbol? Or what does oil and wine represent? The wine represents the blood. The oil represents the presence of the Holy Spirit. He presented him with the salvation. And then after that, he presented him with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Most Christians are not concerned about the salvation of many. Most Christians, they never pour oil and wine to anybody. They don't care if somebody is going to hell. They don't care if somebody is going where. Now, as a church, that must come to a stop, and we must start caring. Someone say, I'll start caring. A church is not a financial institution. A church is a spiritual institution. If you came here for me to tell you that God is giving you a brand new car, this is not VW. This is the body of Christ. If you came here to find out that God will give you a new wife, go to Date My Family or something, or our perfect wedding. This is not Date My Family. The thing that we are here to present to you is Jesus Christ. And that is your responsibility. A soul is a soul and is precious to God. And to be precious to you if you know the value of the blood. But so many of us, I are concerned about our own things.
You are busy now as I'm talking. There's somebody who's frustrated that you're having relationship problems. You are having what? Relationship problems. You should be frustrated that you are having a problem that people are going to hell and there's no solution. You pour the wine and the oil. Luvo, find some few people to pour the wine, the blood of Jesus, the same blood that washed away your sins, can still wash away somebody's sins. As a church, that's what we need. For some time, I'll be talking about the blood of Jesus that is able to wash away sins, that is able to change somebody's life, that is able to transform somebody's life. From a gangster to a pastor, it has transformed. So how much more a lot of people? So now, if you knew what is a soul, your reaction when you see somebody will be different. Cooling will be very different. So he poured his wine and his oil. Zodangani, wine is the blood. The oil is the presence of the Holy Spirit. We must make sure as Christians that our main aim is that the blood of Jesus reaches so many, many people. It saves so many, many people. We must present the blood to the people. You see, even if you give somebody food, for how long will you give the person? They will eat and be alive for some time. The day they die, they will go to hell forever. But when you give somebody the blood, when you give somebody Jesus, they might die in this life, but the life to come, they will never die. You must understand that thing. That's why when you say you're helping somebody, I'm just shocked that Christians will give to good works, but they will never give to salvation. A lot of people will give for good works, but for salvation, they will never give. For outreach, for crusades, they will never give. They can give if I say we are doing if we are doing what? Orphanage, if we are doing what? Old age, they give. I'm just surprised that this time around they didn't give at all. They will give. But if I'm saying that give for soul winning, want to hire a tent, a truck, they will never give. Why? Because they can't see physically soul winning, but they can see an old age home physically. They can see an orphanage physically. They can see a friend who needs money to pay school fees physically. You can go to school and have more degrees than a thermometer and still go to hell. You can be a doctor and still go to hell. You can be a lawyer and still go to hell. You can have the best qualifications and still go to hell. The church has been mandated to save souls, not to get people married. Now, what does it mean? Is that if you break up with your beloved, does it mean that you should break up with Jesus? Then why are you behaving like that? Small misunderstanding with somebody else, you have even stopped praying. I mean, hey, you know, I can't breathe without you. Before the person, how were you breathing? How were you breathing before Mutole? And then now you are even crying, Urumela di please call Gaipulaya. Gaipulaya retlovona. Just because of one relationship. If I was you, I would kill myself for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But Jesus doesn't want you dead. He wants you alive so you can preach. Hallelujah. Hey, oh Lord, you are beautiful. So, now, today you must pour the wine, you must preach. It is the mandate of every Christian to preach. If you go out every day, let's say you're a student or you're working somewhere, you're working in the construction, you meet people every day and you don't talk about Jesus, you have missed the point as a Christian. You have missed the point. See, so many Christians have missed the point. As I said, maybe we have missed the point. As Christians, Bible says the coming of Jesus will be like the days of Noah, where people were drinking, eating, getting married, and all those things. All those who are trying to get married, Jesus is coming soon. So those who have not married yet, quickly get married before he comes. But that's not the best thing to do. Quickly save souls before he comes. Because in heaven, there's no marriage. There are two things that I'm sure about that are not in heaven. Number one, there's no sex in heaven. Number two, there's no crying in heaven. That's what the Bible says. There's no marriage. What does it mean? There's no sex. So if you want to do it well here. So anyway, let's get married and do it well here. Because where we are going, there won't be erection problems and other problems and all this. Anyway, just they won't be crying. There won't be heartbreak problems in heaven. That guy, when you see him, if he's born again and he broke your heart, you see, hey, Charlie, how? Ah, I mean, I forgot about that thing. Then you continue with life. I'm telling you. You don't believe me. Do whatever thou doest. Number three. What was number one? The Good Samaritan did what? Ask your neighbor, are you going to interrupt what you're busy with to go all out, to go and invite somebody, to go and win somebody? Are you going to interrupt your studies? Are you going to interrupt your life just for somebody else? Ask your neighbor. What was number two? He poured wine and oil. Is it not true? He shed Jesus Christ. He shed the Holy Spirit. Are you ready to hear number three? I'll tell number three, then we'll get close and go. Should I tell number three? Are you sure? How many people are shy? If you're shy, lift up your hand like me. Let me see. Those who are shy. One, two. Anybody here who says they are shy and you have a child, put down your hand. I don't want to lift up my standard again. I should not lift it up. Anybody who you say you are shy and you have a child, do not lift up your hand. Why do I say that? You were not shy to approach and propose to somebody.
one day, a certain sister.
Should I tell you stories? I asked, what kind of house do you want? Said, Pastor, I want to enjoy life. Said, I want a fully furnished 4-bedroom house. I said, what kind of bedroom do you want? Said, I want my room to be ensuite. The bathroom and the toilet, there should be no walls. The room is just a room. When you turn, you see the toilet and the shower, everything is there. And then okay, I said, okay. Said the wall must be red or maroon. And the curtains must be dark. And then there must be different colors of lights. I said, why? Said, Pastor, also one of the things that must be in my room, there must be a pole that moves up down. I said, why? I asked, why do you want a pole? She said, I want a silver pole from the top to down, and it must be close to the bed. Are you still recording? They are saying it's not acceptable. Nguli, your husband. He says he wants the pool. I don't know whether it's for him to dance or what. Anyway, I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you more of the story later on. No, but she said she wants a pool and disco lights. Now, I'm coming to my point. Said she wants to dance for the husband. Hey! You receive it. Now, she didn't want any excuses. She knew what she wanted. The Good Samaritan did not, point number three, the Good Samaritan did not give excuses when he had to care for others. Most Christians are full of excuses. Most people are full of excuses. Pastor, we have a group assignment. Pastor, I'm working double shift Sunday. Meanwhile, it's optional. Pastor, I can't go out. I'm tired when I come back from work. This man, he did not say that I'm busy, I'm on a journey, I'm a businessman or something. He said, this guy is in need and I'll go an extra mile. Most of us here make excuses for things that will benefit God, but for things that will benefit you, you overcome every excuse. You will spend every cent to make somebody who will make you happy, to make them happy. Just for yourself. But to make God happy, you will not even spend 5 rands. That's why some brothers say you are busy paying a B&B. Anyway, let's leave that. But when it comes to taking one person to the house of God, you're making an excuse and you're busy paying 450, 550 for a night. I don't know whether it's one night with the king or one night with what. The Good Samaritan said, I will not make any excuses at all. Why are you making excuses? Why? So, you know, for things that you don't want to do, there's always an excuse. And according to me, I will tell you now, nothing is impossible. You can tell me all you want to tell me. For with God, nothing is impossible. And I can tell you today, I can tell you, anybody, you can quote me anywhere. All excuses are lies. All excuses are lies. Nothing is impossible. Pastor, this subject, I failed it. I didn't understand. You are just making excuses. When you wanted to really pass it, you pass it. Pastor, but you don't understand. This thing I don't understand is because you don't even like the lecture. When you want to do something, it can be done. I've seen it with my life. If I say I want a car like this, like this, like this, oh, I'll get it. I'll buy it. I'll buy it. When I say I want to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I will do it. Recently, I just said that I want to build a 3-bedroom, a 2-bedroom flat with a lounge and bath in 5 days. It sounds out of line. I just said it some few days ago. I said, I want to do it in 5 days and finished standing there. When you want to do it, you overcome all excuses. No. Don't you remember when you wanted to go to that place? No, that place. When you wanted to do that thing, do you remember that thing you wanted to do? You climbed mountains. You swam rivers. I mean, you were holding the palisade fence with your hands and you were jumping it. You could not even feel the pain. You could not see that you were bleeding and you continued. No. People who say church is too far, I think that they are lying to the highest level. In the middle of the night, someone is walking from Mahungra back to town. You want to tell me church is far, and you want to tell me they are thieves. It's not true. When you want to prosper, you'll overcome excuse of I was tired and I fell asleep. No such thing. Me, I'm tired. It's an excuse. Lies and excuse. Because the girl who wanted a pole said that I don't want to make excuses. I want to give him a full show. What a girl. No. If you marry some girls, they will tell you, please, Cooper, we'll talk about our change. No. I heard a story of one husband. When he's bathing, he chases out the wife and he locks the door. Yes. All my stories are true. He says, "Cooper, who took him out there?"
Yes.
Then I tell that. Dato, ukiela lima to me askalke. Whatever you want to do for God, you can do it. Whatever you want to do for God, you can do it. Whatever you want to do for God, you can do it. It's just that you have been making excuses for a long time. If you can overcome those excuses, you have been saying my life is not in order. It's just an excuse. Most of us here are full of excuses. That's why we don't move forward. No. You have an excuse why you can't make it for a prayer meeting or for a rehearsal, but you don't have an excuse why you can't meet that person at that time. I don't know what time. You have the power to be in two places at the same time. I don't want to. Should I go deeper?
Go deeper, go deeper.
Bye. So stop making excuses. How many know that we are full of excuses? You know, Moses tried it before. And God said, I don't pull that one. He said, me, I can't speak. I'm a stammerer. God overcame the excuse. Jonah tried to make excuses. He ended up in the fish's belly. Do you want to go to the belly of the fish before you do what God wants? As for going, you will go. The difference is the transport. As for going, the difference is either you go comfortably in a ship or you stay in the dark belly of a fish. Oh, Kwanele, as for serving God, you will serve him. As for bowing, the Bible says every knee shall bow. But a bow too late is not a good bow. So this good Samaritan, Aliki, overcame excuses. You know, we have an excuse why things can't be done. We have an explanation why things could not be done. What are the excuses that we normally give? I'm busy. I have to study. What's the other excuse? I'm not around. One day, I went to visit somebody. I knocked. Coco, like I heard a thing. Me outing. Mama arrived. Mama arrived. Was the mother there or she was not there? Mama arrived. Most of us here, we are saying, Jesus, Wanguma. Please, Akiyo. When I just walk about like the souls, remember them. I don't qualify. I can't be. I don't fit that description. I nakin al matataka. When I just watch like a suku like since kilik out trail akwai. No what a woman na. Ah, I'm when I just since kilik out trail am China lidikarata. No, you can't send me when I just send someone who's perfect. I'm speaking to somebody right now. As a prophet of God, stop saying that. Into legal trailer, into legal repair hand. Jesus, I will be the argument. I want to send you. I want you to be the good Samaritan. Jesus is saying that I want you to be the good Samaritan. Don't say, Pastor, my heart is still broken. Let me give me a chance to mend my heart. God is saying, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today, receive it. Yes. Sister, you spend 2 hours on the mirror. Share that 45 minutes. Just give 45 minutes and go and bring somebody to Christ instead of that 2 hours. You still have 1 hour, 15 minutes. Brother, you are spending more time watching a movie. Out of 3 hours, give 1 hour to God. My friend, there's somebody here. You're spending a whole 49 rands buying a flavor for a hubbly. God says that 25 rands, give it to me to transport people for me. You bring that one person. Use that money. Instead of buying that flavor, yeah, hubbly. Mama, what God is saying. We are spending more money on useless things and less money on meaningful things. Somebody here, every month they are buying new shoes. Invest that money in fruitful things. Use it to move around and winning souls. You look like you are crazy when you are doing it, but there's a crown waiting for you in heaven.
Hearken the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today? Fields are wide, the harvest waiting. Who will bear the sheaves away? Loud and long, the master's calling. Rich reward,
he offers free.
Who will sadly say,
here am I,
send me,
loud and strong,
the master's calling,
rich
reward,
he offers free,
who will I say? Send me.
God says that he's looking for people who say, God, send me. Send me. I might not know the whole Bible, but send me. My friend, you don't even need to know the whole Bible. All you need to know is that Jesus died for everybody to be saved. Now it's strong.
The master's calling.
He says, Kwanele left with souls.
He offers free. Who will I sadly say, here am I, send me.
Can God send you? Can God send you? How many God can send you? How many God can send you? But you need to overcome excuses. You need to overcome your problems. You need to overcome your heart. You need to overcome your offenses. You need to overcome your family problems. You need to overcome your work problems. You need to overcome even your self-emotion, your emotions. Jesus is not having problems with souls. He's having problems with people who go. The ones who are going, people are laughing at them. They are even counting their problems. The ones who are staying, they are busy nursing their wounds. And they are busy laughing at the ones who are going. Would you go? He asks. Would you go? Would you go? Oh, you're busy. Everybody's busy. Everybody's doing something important. There's no important thing than telling somebody that Jesus loves you. You don't have to die and go to hell. There's nothing more. There's no amount of money that you can give in exchange of somebody's soul. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What shall we give in exchange of a soul? There's nothing anybody can ever give. Let me ask you a question. Would you accept R1 million and a cut off your ear? Okay. I'll cut off where nobody will see. Cut off part of your breast. I'll cut off your lips. 2 million. 3. Okay. I'll add the child. $1 million for your ear. 2. 5. Give me your finger for two million. Give me your thumb for $1 million. This one. You will never get it again. Give me your whole arm for $5 million. Why? You don't want to take $5 million for your hand, but you're saying no because you don't know, you know that I will not give you the $5 million because you don't. So I should organize $1 million for your hand. For your whole hand. Why would you not give? If there's no amount of money you can sell for your body parts, how much more for your soul? There's no amount of money that you can use to buy somebody's soul. That's why I'm just surprised when I see ladies, data bundles can buy you. Peter can buy you. Belgravia. Why are you selling yourself so cheap? Get four cousins. And you're the fifth cousin. That's why there's no amount of money I can pay you for you to sing. We sing so that souls can be saved. The day we start charging God for what we do, He will discharge us. There's no amount of money you can give me to preach to you. That's why I don't preach what you want me to say. I say what Jesus wants me to say. Because there's no amount of money you will give me. That's why if you don't want to hear what I'm saying, go to another place where they are telling you you can be a millionaire. Here we are not here to make millionaires. We are here to make Christians. And if you are not comfortable with this message, there are so many other churches that will tell you that you'll get a house. That will tell you that your wedding is on the way. You don't have to be, some things you don't pray for them. Seek first the kingdom of God and all other things that people are searching, they will be added unto you. Why are you praying for things that will come to you automatically? If you are the son of God, why are you lacking? It's because you're not seeking His will. Any child who does not do the will of his father, they are neglected. There is no father who neglects a child that makes him happy. That's why sometimes you even say, hey, pastor, I own a little favorites. No, no, no. Whoever makes someone happy, they are always closer and closer and closer. It's not an effort. It's the joy. Make God happy. You'll be closer to him. You don't even need to be closer to the pastor. Be close to God. You will not need to pray about other things. Poverty will not be a question again. That's why preaching the gospel is the highest paying thing anybody can ever ask for. It even comes with peace and also persecution. Who will go? The fields are white. The people are not there to answer quickly.
Hey, Pastor, can anyone know me? So I can honor it and next for me. It's a lie.
Pastor, I'm pregnant. It's not a sickness. It's actually a sign of health, yes.
Hey, Pastor, I have school problems.
At least you're in school.
You know, the
most interesting thing about Jesus. He never employed anybody who was not believing. All the people who were working with Jesus, they had qualification. Luke was a doctor. Peter was a fisherman. There were so many busy people around Jesus. You are struggling with your masturbation because you are doing nothing. And you will sit in your problems if you don't do anything. You are always drinking pills trying to kill yourself because you are not doing anything for God. You feel like nobody likes you. It's because you are not liking anybody for God. It's about time the church of God rises up. It's about time the church of God decides that I'm advancing, I'm moving forward, I'm taking over my Father's business, that is souls. You know, people who make excuses rarely make it in life. Even in their personal lives, they make an excuse why things cannot be done. Once you can overcome the excuse of souls, financially, you will not have an excuse, but you will prosper. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's go now.
Hearken the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today? Fields are wide, the harvest waiting. Who will bear
the
sheaves away?
Loud and long,
loud and long, the master's calling.
He's calling people's
reach me word. He offers free.
He's calling, he says, who now. He says,
such gently say, who hear my send me, send me.
You know, as I'm standing here, I can hear God calling you. He says, think about others. Be like a good Samaritan. Don't have an excuse. Don't make an excuse. I don't know who has been making an excuse, but God wants to use you. And he wants you to serve him. But don't make an excuse. Times for excuses are finished. Times for explanations are finished. He has been shouting for a long time. He has been calling you. Somebody lift up your voice. Ask God that, God, I want to serve you. I want to spend my life helping others. Helping others. Lift up your voice and pray. What you have heard today, if you don't do, a verse will apply. It would have been much more better if you had not even heard it. Some of the things that we hear, it is safer when you don't even hear them. Because our judgment will be based on whether did you hear it or did you not hear it. Lift up your voice. Ask God to help you today. Voice, ask God to help you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We thank you today for this day. We love you, Jesus. We with all eyes closed and heads bowed down right here, before we go home, I want to pray with a few people. Maybe you are here. You were invited to church or you came by yourself. I want to give you an opportunity. Not to even serve God, but to know God as your Lord and personal Savior. To know Jesus. You are not sure if you die today, will you go to heaven or hell? I've come to tell you that Jesus must be your Savior. He died for you so that you will not suffer, so that you will not go to hell. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to change. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are. Maybe somebody invited you. Lift it up high where I can see it. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. Wherever you are, I want to pray with you right now. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up high. I'm about to pray and close. Father, we thank you. If you have lifted up your hand, I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to come to me right now. I'm coming down to meet you. You want to say, Pastor, I don't want to die and go to hell. I want you to come to where I am. I'm coming down to meet you. Come to me. I'm coming down to meet you. Come to me right now. You want to give your life to Jesus? Come now. Come to me. I'm coming down to meet you. Don't be shy.
Oh, to Jesus.
There's somebody else who wants to come. Come now. Give me a second, just a second. I feel in my spirit somebody wants to come. God says that don't waste your time. Time is what you don't have. We are sure that we don't have time. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Don't waste your time. Come now whilst there's still a chance. Come running now whilst there's still mercy for you. Come and receive your mercy. Come now. Come to Jesus now. Come to Jesus now. Come to Jesus now. Time is what you don't have. Come to Jesus.
I surrender.
Come.
Oh. Let's go.
Washes away sins. I want to pray with you. I want to share a word of prayer with you. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Just a very simple prayer. Not complicated. But this prayer will transform your life forever. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I give my life to you. Please forgive me for all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life.
I receive you
as my Lord
and my personal Savior.
From today, guide me,
lead me,
transform my life
every day of my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I surrender my heart
to you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Father, I pray. Touch your life, Lord. Touch his life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Transformation. In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, after service, immediately after service, wherever our pastor here, if you can see him, he's here. side here so I can see. He'll talk to you just for 5 minutes. You'll be sitting just here. You'll be sitting just here somewhere here after service. Just wants to talk to you for 2-3 minutes. And then after that we can go home. Just for 5 minutes or 3 minutes. He just wants to talk to you for that long. Put your hands together for Jesus. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Let's take our seat for a second. Take out a powerful offering, somebody. We're about to go home. Our service is finished.